You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Four Pennsylvania voters who are registered as independents filed a petition with the state Supreme Court today seeking to open up the state's closed primary election system. More from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
It was 1937 when Pennsylvania set up primaries as a way for Democrats and Republicans to pick their nominees for general elections. Since then, the number of independent voters in the state has grown to nearly 1.4 million. Attorney Shane Inspector says closed primaries are not only outdated, they're unconstitutional.
It is not fair. It is not right. It's a violation of the open and free elections clause in the Pennsylvania Constitution.
Spector represents four independent voters, including radio host Michael Smirkanish.
When independents can't vote in primary elections, we all suffer because our missing voice is often one of moderation. We live in very polarizing times. When independent voices are excluded, we foster the rise of extreme.
The Committee of 70 supports open primaries, but questions going straight to the state high court for relief. It would prefer to let the legislature act on an open primary bill now in the state house. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.